This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When, or I suppose you ought to add if here, the Fed gets inflation under control, there isn't going to be any big announcement from the central bank, much less a victory lap. That was the very clear message from Chair Jay Powell to Congress last week. We told you about that. It is and has been, as I said up at the top of the show, a bumpy road getting to 2% inflation. But honestly, look, how much inflation do we need in this economy right now anyway? GDP is growing. The labor market is strong. So is it possible that the landing we have at the moment is soft enough? Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that story.
The economy can run too hot, too cold, or it can be just right. And the 2% inflation goal is what policymakers decided is right. David Wessel is a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution.
It's kind of hard to justify 2%. If you were starting from scratch, they might pick a different number.
But 2% is the target. And even though inflation is above that right now, Wessel says,
I think we're pretty close to that nirvana of not too hot and not too cold. I'm hoping that it'll get a little cooler over the next few months.
That sounds kind of like a soft landing.
I think it's definitely feeling soft.
Aditi Sahasrabidae is a professor with Brown University. She says the economy has been performing well and growing over the past year.
In that sense, I think the thing to consider is then what is the optimum inflation level if we can manage stable and robust growth without overheating an economy?
That could be something like 3%, says Zach Bethune, an economist with Rice University. But what really matters is that there's a consistent target.
The most important fact is that an inflation target, some number which everyone can agree and coordinate on, that's the most important feature of what the Fed is trying to achieve.
Just because everyone has agreed on this target doesn't mean it will never change.
But across decades, across, you know, big, say, demographic shifts in the economy or, you know, import-export shifts, I think we'd want some kind of flexible, somewhat flexible inflation target.
But changing the target could be seen as a dramatic move. For now, consumers and the Fed are sticking with 2%. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.